Now, for this concert, you two are performing together on stage?
Yes.
Okay. So what is the process like balancing out the assertive sound of your violin with the easy, romantic sound of her guitar?
Well, I would say the best judge of that is your own ear. And there is no competition between the two instruments. It's not, oh, who is going to be louder and stronger. No, mm-hmm. it's make it work because we're playing the same piece. So we want to be like one instrument. And it just depends on which time, who is the leading instrument or who is having the leading part. And the other one will just submit to that, which is absolutely normal. There is no question, will I do it or not? And as far as I can remember, it worked out very well.
It worked really, really well.
Yeah. And Virginia has a beautiful guitar, but that's not the main reason why it worked. I mean, the main reason is she plays fantastic. She just plays really good. I mean, if I'm really honest, guitar playing was for me something that is like waterfall in the background. It's most of the time when you listen to, like middle-class guitar player, it's fantastic, it's nice, but it's like 5 minutes later, it's boring. It's soft and it's like not really demanding your attention. And that's not the case with Virginia. I mean, when she plays, she just gets you straight away and she gets your attention and she holds it. So there was no problem playing together, also sound-wise.
There are a couple of videos of you performing on YouTube.
Yeah.
And it's interesting to watch your face because you appear to be having a very good time.
I do.
I mean,
I do.
There is I wouldn't describe it as a smirk, but there is this smile that says, "Yes, this is working," and you're kind of in the moment.
Yes, it's my smile is not only yes, it did work, and I did it fine. No, it's actually I am enjoying the music, and when something works out the way I think it should. Then it's like a reaction. I smile, not to approve myself, but to, just because it worked out. And the music sound the way I wanted it to be.
Do you become familiar with the space, if possible, before you play?
Yes. Well, if there is the time for that, that's the best thing to do, yes.
Is it possible to be intimidated by one of the instruments?
Yes, it is. Well, how I see it is... it's always my fault. If something doesn't work, it's my fault. So I have to find... There's so many violin players who would start doing something on the violin, like changing the bridge or the strings or whatever. I leave the violin in the condition that she is in right now for at least a day or two. It depends on how long I have with this instrument. But, like, plenty of hours to find out... Is it me or is it the instrument? And I normally don't change too much on them because I find a way how to deal with them so that it's really the best for the instrument. And then if the strings are too old or if something or I can tell something is not really okay, then yes, I would mention it and I will say that it has to be done. But other than that, I do it actually. I take what is given.
May we hear something?
Yes, sure.
Thank you very much.
Okay. It's from, how is it called? Operette? It's not the opera, but the operette or whatever.
Operette,
okay. From Lecher, and it's called Lippenschweigen. It means, of course, they're in love with each other. But he's not supposed to tell her that he is in love, so he lets only the music talks. And he's not allowed to say it, but he's singing. So...
Thank you so much.
Thank you.